Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Wow, I was just reading this whole thing. It's kind of crazy. All right, so there's this guy, right?
Yeah.
And he owns the Carolina Hurricanes, which is a hockey team.
All right.
He's like part owner or whatever. Well, I guess he has this trust fund with his three boys.
Okay.
Some huge trust fund that he established with his kids because he's founded a software company.
Makes sense.
Right?
So far?
So he put it all, you know, he sold it, and then he's like, all right, boys, me and the three of you, you're set for life.
Billionaire, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so he borrowed from it a buttload of money.
Okay.
And so he could buy the Hurricanes, right? And they're like, I guess that's a good idea, Dad, but, you know, this is supposed to be our money. He's like, I'll pay it back. He never paid it back. Now his three boys are suing him.
Wait a minute. He's the one that made the money.
Yeah.
He put it in the trust fund.
Uh-huh.
Then he decided, hey, you know what, guys? I want to buy this hockey team, man.
Yeah.
So why don't I use that money? We'll all get it back one day. Uh-huh. No big deal. And he does it. And now he doesn't put the money back, so the boys are suing him.
Yep.
Money tears families apart.
Doesn't it?
That's why poor people stay together.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. Yeah, I guess, you know, he wrote a thing that said, I will pay back the money. Well, so they're not only suing him for the money they took out of it, which is $101 million, but they want $4 million in interest.
Yeah, because that money would get interest.
Yeah, so the three boys are suing him for a total of $105.6 million.
They say if you take $1 million, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you take $1 million and you put it into a normal account that just sits there to draw interest, whatever that average is, that you will draw approximately $40,000 for every $1 million per year.
No.
That's the word.
No.
Which makes sense.
You won't, though.
No. That makes sense, though, because this is $100 million, and it came out to $4
million. Well, yeah, except for that's a lot more money. I don't know. Just today's interest rates, what are we at, like 2%, 1%?
I'm just saying.
I think we're at 1%. I don't know. My checking account gets like, I get like $8 a year.
But it's a lot different. Listen, though. That's like when you're putting in like $400 at a time. If you go to a bank or to an institution and say, here's $1 million, I'm going to leave it here, because they get to play with that money, you know, as an institution. They will give you a better interest rate, much better.
They will?
Yeah. And if it's $100 million, can you imagine? He probably gets that much in interest.
I think like mine's 0.04.
Yeah. Well, that's for us poor people.
0.04.
Poor people get ripped off.
I know,
you know,
right?
What? It's like these loan companies that give you those payday loans.
Yeah.
People are struggling. They wouldn't be inside your place getting a payday loan if they weren't struggling, right?
Right. And then that's 36%.
And then you jack up to like 50% interest.
I know. That is awful.
Like I borrowed $500 and I got to pay you back $4,000.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And people sign it.
Right. It's wrong.
It is wrong. I told you, my girlfriend, she bought a car. She didn't even look at it. And it was like, and I'm making this number up, but it was astronaut. It was like 36% interest. I'm like, how can you not? What are you doing? Let me just I'll buy it for you. You give me like 20%.
Yeah. And then you got guys like Montel that's out there. Montel preaches these things to his audience. You know, it's like, you know what? If you're in trouble right now, borrow money. Sure, the interest rate's high, but borrow.
Kind of crazy.
You can pay this month's bill, but you'll never pay this loan back.
I know. Man. Because I laughed when doing the taxes. I had like $8 that the bank gave me. Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you don't put a lot in, you don't get a great rate.
Yay!
But $100 million for this guy, he probably did lose out on about $4 million.
The three boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it seems kind of mean.
It just seems kind of greedy by the kids.
I know.
I'm sure those kids aren't struggling.
No.
Okay?
No, because this one boy, the one boy that's involved in the lawsuit, let's see here. He is the vice president of some other hockey team.
Look, when dad dies, think about this for a minute. Your dad owns the hockey team. That hockey team is not going to go down in value.
Well, look, here's the problem.
What?
It's the third worst billing valuable hockey team. It's the third worst.
Yeah, but sports franchises, when you get to hockey, baseball, basketball, football, they never go down in value, no matter how terrible they are.
Yeah.
Okay. They can be a crappy team, and they still are worth money.
Yeah, it's worth $225 million. So you boys will still get $100 million.
Yeah, you're going to get that team one day. You're going to be able to sell it. You know, might get $1 billion for it. Just shut up. You spoiled brats.
I know. And then how humiliating to say that their dad hasn't made one payment. I mean, it just makes them look bad.
Greedy little spoiled brat.
And his dad made all the money.
If I were dad, I'd just cut your blank out.
I'd be like, bye-bye.
Goodbye, boys.
All right, so you know your theory yesterday about Johnny Depp's assistant with the text?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, Johnny Depp's assistant said, well, he didn't say anything. These texts were leaked between he and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
And it says that it allegedly shows that the assistant is apologizing to Amber for Johnny's violent behavior. But he's saying now they were heavily doctored, like you said.
Yeah.
Steven insists that he never said Johnny attacked Amber, and he doesn't know of any acts of abuse Johnny's accused of inflicting upon Amber. The assistant also says he never made such a claim to anyone, adding that Johnny has never been violent towards anyone he knows. In fact, Steven says the texts themselves are suspicious because they don't even show a date. Oh, they don't?
Yeah, which we said yesterday.
They were timestamped, but I didn't look at them.
No, they're not. They're completely, according to the guy who they say it's his text, he said, no. Whoa. I never said any of that. That's all been doctored. And I guarantee you, there's no other show in this town that called BS on this story, but we did.
I didn't, because I said that they're timestamped. Well, I go, oh, they're accurate because they're timestamped.
Well, somebody on the show did.
Well, you.
I called it.
But I didn't see that they didn't have dates on them.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. What didn't make sense to me was, these are texts from over 2 years ago, or more, maybe even close to 3 years ago. Nobody has those texts on their phone. You think Amber Heard's phone, between her and this guy, haven't blown up over the last 3 years? They get deleted after a while.
Well, mine I always lose, or I break my phone.
Yeah.
In 3 years I've had it.
3 years. That's why it seems so suspicious that they were so handy 3 years later.
It's really weird to me, though, they're not timestamped. Let me look at my phone.
Doctored.
Let me see my phone. Let's see my phone.
BS.
Let's see my phone.
Now, I'm not saying he's not guilty of something. I'm saying. I'm just saying that there's a lot of shenanigans going on here.
Yep, everything has a time and a date.
Yeah, it does. And these have nothing.
Well, I guess they don't. Wait, hold on. Wait, mine don't have dates.
Well, they change. Mine changes.
Hold on.
Mine will have a time if it's that day.
Yeah, it does right there. See?
If it's that day, mine has a time. If it goes past then, like last Tuesday, it'll say Tuesday.
Right. See, because this is between all three of us.
Yeah. Or maybe it's the opposite. I don't know.
Your name it always shows it. Up as Stud Muffin, and my son's always like, Mom, who's Stud Muffin?
Well, she should know who that is. Me.
You're always Stud Muffin.
Stud Muffin. Jamie.
It is.
I don't want to be Stud Muffin on your phone.
Well, that's how I know you. That's the only way. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so he said he even says that he will testify, under oath that he never had a conversation about alleged violence with Amber.
Did you see, this doesn't help, okay? All right, this doesn't help. A picture came out yesterday, Johnny Depp in a fight.
Oh, boy.
All right, so that shows a violent side, right?
Right, yeah.
This doesn't help, Johnny. He's swigging champagne out of a bottle, him and some woman, and they're outside of this nightclub in Denmark when he gets into this scuffle with his own bodyguard.
Is this recent?
Yesterday.
Oh, because he had another altercation with a bodyguard a long time ago.
Yeah, no, this is just like 2 nights ago.
Really?
He's on tour with that stinking band of his.
Oh, that's right.
That Vampires, Hollywood Vampires or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Cooper, I think's in the band. I don't know if he travels with them. Alice Cooper, then isn't Joe Perry?
Really?
I think Joe Perry from Journey has played with him.
Johnny Depp in a 2 a.m. Fight with bodyguards outside a casino after swigging champagne at a concert after party in Denmark and flirting with a mysterious blonde. Johnny Depp partied in Denmark swigging his champagne. There was a blonde woman. A bodyguard tried to lead him back inside, but Johnny was in a party mood. It came as the actor, 52, stayed out drinking with mobs of fans until 4 a.m. This does not make him look good.
Doesn't make you look good. No, nope, not when you're going through this. Although, I will tell you, after a divorce, you do let your hair down.
This was right after his estranged wife released photos that prove he assaulted her.
Yeah.
That's not a good move for you.
No.
Yeah.
But again, you do let your hair down when you get a divorce.
Yeah, but he was outside and they needed him to drink inside.
Yeah, go inside and
drink. They're like, drink inside.
Drink inside, Jack.
And then he's like, no.
You can't tell Jack Sparrow where to drink.
Right?
He's a mess. He really does have a dark side, though.
Yeah, he does.
That stupid makeup he wears. Now, I know it's for the band because they're vampires. Hollywood vampires.
It's crazy. He still is dressing like a pirate.
He does. Jack Sparrow.
Why is he still dressing like a pirate?
I don't know. It's part of his vampire look for his stage act.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's what they say.
He looks like a pirate to me.
But he always looks that way to me.
Oh, it's kind of crazy. All right, let's see here. So now we know why Calvin Harris dumped Taylor Swift.
Why?
Because he was intimidated by her success.
I get that.
Because it was just revealed that she made $100 million in 2015.
Yeah. Some guys, let me put it this way.
Oh, boy, what are you going to say?
Some guys can ride that free ticket. Jamie knows a few.
They have no problem with your success.
We got no problem with the free ticket. Sean, I think you could.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to diss you, brother.
I think most men could.
I don't think I could.
You couldn't?
No. I'd be more like Calvin Harris. It would bother me. I'm old school. You know, I am. I'd have a hard time with it. I really would. I think it would get to me. If she made, I mean, like, bukus of money, and I barely made a living, I would have a problem with that.
Really?
It would work on my ego.
Oh, man, if my wife made bukus of money, I wouldn't work.
Stay home and take care of the baby.
Just take care of the baby and just rub her feet and dote on her.
Yes, you would.
Drive a nice car and make fancy dinners.
You would.
I would.
I'm trying to think of anybody in my entire life who's ever taken care of me. I know. Isn't that sad? I'm trying to think if anybody... Wait. Well, maybe Steve a little bit.
Steve?
Yeah.
Who's Steve?
Remember a long time ago, he was my boss?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah. Like I was 19, I think.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Right.
A little bit. He paid the bills.
And then after that, nothing?
Nope. Since I was 19.
You've had to do it all on your own.
Since I was 19.
Yeah. Makes you stronger, though.
Makes me sad.
Yeah, it does make you sad. But
yeah.
It should make you stronger, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does it?
I think there's a few dudes, though, that have enjoyed the ride.
Well, because I moved in with Steve when I was 21, and so he paid all the bills.
Yeah.
So I do remember that.
That's good. Steve. That's good. Well, that's good.
At 21. So 21. Not bad.
Yeah. Well, at least there's one. What?
But you know,
she said it, not me. Pointing it out. Yeah, at least there was one along the way.
But now that I look back, I don't even like remember thanking him for paying for like the phone or the gas. I think I just felt like it all came with it, you know?
Part of the party.
Yeah. I never thanked him. Oh, I feel bad now.
Let's call him.
Okay.
Let's get him on the phone.
Well, he's my Facebook friend. But I think he's like 80 now.
Jeez. It's like Hugh Hefner.
Because I remember he was old when I dated him. Oh. I was like, dude, you're old.
Yeah, but you had a roof over your head.
Know, right?
Food on the table.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so $100 million in 2015. And so I guess he ended things with with Taylor because he was intimidated by her accomplishments. And he just couldn't deal with it. She was paying for everything. He can't deal with it.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, me either.
I don't buy that
at all.
He has
his own success.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does well on his own. It's not that.
It's because she's bony.
She's bony and pasty. And he's out at nightclubs. He's in the disco every night now. Yeah. He's in the disco, and they're throwing disco panties at him.
You always do disco.
The meaty girls who can dance are in the disco.
The meaty, busty women at the disco are throwing their panties at him. And he's decided, hey, you know what? I'm passing up the best years of my life for that bony, pasty girl. And I'm not going to do this anymore. And wow, that's what caused this. Be honest about it.
Yeah.
It's not the money.
No, it's that she's not sexy.
I'm sick of her making $150 million a year. Oh, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, and like I said, he just released a song with Rihanna. When you work with that girl and you see her moves.
And you're dating. You're not married.
Yeah. And you're like, Rihanna's got the moves. I bet she does bad things in bed.
He's had 15 months of bony pasty, and he's done with it.
And probably a little frigid.
I'd say so, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bony pasty uses frigid. It's like a package deal.
It is. Mm-hmm. Bony pasty frigid.
Mm-hmm. Bony pasty frigid. Hashtag. All right. Listen to this. This is later in the show. Textnado contest. Hashtag bony pasty frigid. Okay. Contest.
Can you guys tell it's Friday?
To go to Elitch Gardens.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's coming up at 9:20. So.
20-ish. Yeah. It doesn't look good for Muhammad Ali. I feel like he's going to die.
I do, too. I do, too. One of the greatest.
Right?
The greatest. Yeah. Love Muhammad Ali.
He's in the hospital, and it says that he's in fair condition, which is not good.
I was made not to like him as a kid.
Why?
Because the people around me, my parents, my mom didn't really care, my grandfather, and people around, they didn't like him because he skipped out on the war back in the day. Remember that?
Yeah.
So, no, I hope Joe Frazier kicks his butt, you know? But now I've grown to really like him. I think he's very, very, very good.
He dodged the draft, right? Like,
he ran.
Regions or something?
He ran.
Hey, he ran.
Well, he went from his name to... Muhammad Ali,
right,
from Cassius Clay.
Sorry, while you guys had that whole, I was reading the text.
He's going to die, though.
Oh.
It's not looking good.
Wow.
Let's see here. Megyn Kelly had an affair.
What's wrong with him?
Brett Hume.
Why doesn't he have...
He has like pneumonia.
Yeah, he's got respiratory problems. He's got Alzheimer's. He's had that since what? Like the 80s, wow. I think it was. But he's got the respiratory. That's not good for older people.
No, and he's only in fair condition.
Yeah.
Not good. I mean, not good condition or, you know, stable, but fair.
Yeah.
I think we might see over the weekend he passes away.
Yeah.
That'll be sad. Prince's death, speaking of death, Prince's death was caused by an overdose of that, what is it called,
fentanyl.
Here's the little thing about it.
What killed Prince is no longer a mystery. The manner of death was an accident. They said that Prince self-administered fentanyl and that he died from fentanyl toxicity.
Fentanyl is 100 times stronger than morphine.
Yeah.
Stronger?
Yeah. 100 times, Jamie.
How could he even function as a person?
And if you remember, when he died, that drug dealer came out. And that drug dealer, remember those pictures that were in the tabloids and stuff of that guy holding those fentanyl patches out and saying, hey, this is what killed Prince. I know. I sold them to him. Remember that guy? He was right. It was him. Can't they track that guy down?
That's what I was thinking.
Charge him with murder?
They probably will if they ever find him. They would have to.
Now, the tabloid, well, I guess the media, they don't have to give up their sources. So you can't get that information. The cops can't get it.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're allowed the protection on that.
That is 100 times stronger than morphine.
Yes.
So I remember when my dad had his car accident, and and so he was on a morphine drip in the hospital.
Yeah.
And he'd look at me and he'd go, goodbye. And he'd push the little button.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't even remember me being at the hospital.
Right.
Yeah. And that was just a morphine drip.
Right.
Controlled.
Right.
So how can this guy even function?
Well, here's what happens with addiction like this.
God.
He has been doing Percocet. He's been doing morphine. He's been doing all these opiates for so long that his system becomes immune to it.
But to that?
All of a sudden you can't. And then you gradually get to fentanyl. And then you know, before you know it, that's the only thing that gets you off anymore. And then you finally just overdo it. Your body can't take anymore.
My God.
And you know, it's a patch. It can be a shot, can be IV, I guess, but most people use it as a patch. It's one of those patches you put on, and your body absorbs it.
That drug dealer you're talking about says that he would spend $40,000 a month.
Yeah.
A month! Wow. For two drugs, Dilaudid and the fentanyl patches.
Dilaudid. Oh, I know that one firsthand.
Yeah, me too.
When I had my knee surgery, I had Dilaudid.
Yep. That stuff will knock you down. It was also saying it's over 50 times stronger than heroin. I mean, to put it in a street drug perception, it's like, golly, this stuff is bad.
He died at weighing 112 pounds.
Oh, man.
112 pounds.
That's sad.
That is sad.
You know, and here's the weird part.
I never thought of him as a, I thought of him as a, like a, you know, eat right because he was a vegetarian, like healthy kind of guy.
That's exactly what I was going to say. None of us saw it coming. Michael Jackson, we saw it coming. We knew that he was hopped up on stuff. But Prince, there was no rumor. None. That I know of.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then Oprah wants us to know that her 30-pound weight loss is because of Stedman, because he really encouraged her and stuff. She didn't even say Weight Watchers. She said it was Stedman.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I think I'd give credit to Weight Watchers. She owns most of it, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. What was the other audio clip you had?
So you got to take the Stedman diet?
I guess. Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. The other one was Gwen wants us to know that she did not have a ring in the bottom of a bucket of chicken.
Would ask about the proposal. Or actually, if she's engaged.
Can you imagine the amount of gossipy, weird like stories people make up? To me, it makes me laugh every day. Like, I actually do Google my name just so I can see the next one that's going to happen because it's gotten so out of control. Like, I think the best part about it is it's hilarious. The worst part about it is that some people actually believe that stuff.
All right, can I do a quick score here on that bucket of chicken and these rumors out there?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to say this week BJ is two for two.
He's two for two.
BJ is a two for... I think Jamie's one for one. I don't think she ever bought the chicken story. I really don't. I think she laughed with it and wanted to believe it, but she never thought there was a KFC bucket of chicken and a ring at the bottom.
Tiffany's a $1.5 million one.
On the other hand, Sean, you're 0 for 2.
Yeah, I sure am, because I bought both stories.
You got sucked into both Gwen Stefani and the bucket of chicken story and the tech story, too, with the whole Johnny Depp thing. Yep. You're 0 for 2, buddy.
I sure did. It's horrible.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so there's no bucket of chicken. Although she never really says anything about it. She doesn't acknowledge a bucket of chicken. She just says rumors.
Right.
So I don't know.
But if there really was a bucket of chicken, are you embarrassed to go on an interview and say, yes, the man that I'm dating proposed to me with a bucket of chicken? So you just kind of go over that.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it happened.
Maybe it did happen.
No.
I'm still thinking the bucket happened. I think Blake is a bucket boy.
I listened to the entire interview.
Yeah.
Okay. This clown that interviewed her, first of all, I'm going to call him a clown simply because he never even asked about the chicken.
He never brought
the chicken up. How do you do an interview with that crazy story
I'll
out there with
why.
Gwen Stefani and you don't bring up the bucket of chicken?
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because you give stipulations before you do an interview. Some of these celebrities do.
Yeah.
And she said, don't bring up the bucket of chicken because it happened.
Yeah,
I was told
I couldn't ask Tina Fey about her scar.
Right, exactly. I mean, we always get rules about certain people when they have scandal.
Yeah.
And because it happened, they weren't allowed to bring up the bucket of chicken.
Yes.
That's like us. Sean, that's like you booking the CEO of the Cincinnati Zoo, and we can't bring up gorillas. We got to talk camels all day.
Exactly.
That's what that's like.
Well, that tells me that it's true.
Yeah. No, it's not true. She says these stupid rumors
that
are out there.
But she didn't acknowledge bucket of chicken.
Listen.
Can you imagine the amount of gossipy, weird like stories people make up? It makes me laugh every day. Like, I actually do Google my name just so I can see the next one that's going to happen because it's gotten so out of control. Like, I think the best part about it is it's hilarious. The worst part about it is that some people actually believe that stuff.
Being asked to be married and saying no is not hilarious. A bucket of chicken is. That's what she's talking about.
Nope, she didn't acknowledge. Because why? Because it happened. Dun, dun, dun.
Jamie... You keep this up, you're going to be 0 for 2 this week, too. Just like Sean.
I'm done. There you go. Double draft.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.